The Bible said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word is God. All things that were created by Him. Everything that exists, heaven, earth, people, things, nature, everything that exists was created by Him. Right? The Word, when you speak of the Word, you speak of God. What God says, that's His Word. And what He says, He'll do, He will do. Good? That is the Word. The Word says that. So the Word carries power. The Word says that if you shall confess your sins. Turn away from those sins. In sin, repent. Turn away from those sins. Then He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Brethren, our beloved, it is appointed unto man once to die. After you're dead, then comes the judgment. A man might say, only God can judge me, yes? This is the judgment we are talking about. When God has a judge mankind for all of the works they do while in the different earth. Beloved, the reason you are here on this earth is to make a decision where you will spend your eternity. Only a fool would make a decision to spend his eternity in torment. Only a fool would turn away, would reject the gift of salvation that God has given to mankind freely. The sacrifice that was done so that mankind can be saved. And you know, He is the sacrifice. And you know, He is the nothing. He come at a cost. And because they come at that ultimate price, the price that was paid for our redemption, that is why the judgment was so terrible. So if you are here under the sound of my voice, the Word says, when we say the Word, God says, God is the Word. The Word is God. The Word says that if you should confess with your mouth your sins, confess in your heart your sins, then He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Don't turn away the gift of salvation. Don't turn it away. The day you hear His voice, harden not your heart, because this could be your final choice, your final chance to be saved. None of us know what the next moment brings. None of us know what tomorrow brings, what later brings. None of us know. And let me tell you this. After a man dies, two things happen. Either you rest, waiting on resurrection, or you go to hell. Don't make nobody trick you and tell you, say, after judgment, man go to hell. No, go so. The scriptures that you heard, scripture after scripture, tell you what happened to a man after him die out of Christ. Immediately transition out of this world that you see and you hear and you feel and you touch. This world immediately transition. If you are not in Christ, if you are not saved by the blood of Jesus, if you are not saved, you know what it means when you say you are saved? If you are not saved, immediately you die. And that is the first death, remember. Immediately you die. You are dragged down to hell. Psalm 55, I think it's verse 15, says it much better. Quickly, say, quickly. You are carried to hell. Quickly. It's like poof, one drag, one plug. It's like you're falling and can't stop fall. But the fall where you're falling in the outer darkness, you fall. You understand me? You reach and the atomic that is until the judgment. So as long as you got 1,000 years God take to come, in second coming, you done the 1,000 years in a torment in a lasting torment, and you're thirsty, you beg for something to drink, nothing did they see you drink, you're thirst. Torment in everlasting torment. Right? And the second coming of Jesus Christ to this place, to this earth, I come together a few months. Minister to the angels to gather up those who, the bad ones, the good ones, and call the good ones sheep, because sheep are something following shepherd, you know. Sheep are wild like goats. The bad ones are my goats, so a stubborn one to them own thing, go them own way. So you say, look here, man, gather them up, sheep to one side, goat to one side, and anything with a goat, gather them up, because the way them are going to get tossed out the fire, we are judge them. And I say, look, if you need no finding of this book of life, you know, there are many books, because the books were opened. The books, they have the good books, you know, that show the works. They say, oh yes, he was a kind man. She was a kind woman while she was on earth. Yes, she was a good woman. He was a good man. He didn't steal, he didn't murder. He was a good man. Right, so your name written in the books. But if your name is not written in the book of life, and the only way your name can be written in the book of life is if you are saved. So if your name is not in the book of life, then your judgment or your condemnation is this, that you spend eternity in that lake of fire that the word says was prepared for the devil and his rebellious angels that went with him, you know. It wasn't built for mankind. Mankind must make a decision to serve God. God Almighty, not idols, not wood, not board, not moon, not sun, not the other man. To serve the true and living God. If you're under my voice, you're listening to me right now. Revelation 13 verse 9 says, if you have an ear, ye, you who has an ear, let him hear. Hear what the word of the Lord is saying this morning. Don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. Just confess your sins and turn away from them this day and be saved. Don't know the ending right now, in the next second what could happen. And just by you confessing and turning away from your heart and be repentant about the sinful state that you have been living in, no matter how bad it might seem, you repent and turn away from it. If anything should happen, know the eternity is safe. So people might look and say, oh, this one it's still this way and this one is still this way. And then did you know that you die in Christ? So on the judgment day, a lot of people will be surprised who made it in. Are you one of those persons who will make it in? Make a decision today to serve the one true and living God. This is your divine call. This is your time. This is your chance to serve God. The reason that you were created and living here is to serve God and take your own place in here. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. In put you have to take your own things. When he put Adam, the first man in creation, put Adam in the garden. And he said, Adam, the garden of earth, you know. He said, look, Adam, I want you fix up this place, this place I hear one. Fix it up, take your eyes to me. I want you to replenish the earth. I want you to take this woman, Eve, and reproduce on the earth, multiply on the earth, and worship idols, worship me alone, the true and living God, and live. Understand? So Adam sinned, because Adam listened to a voice that wasn't God's voice. So Adam was disobedient, so sin entered this world because of Adam, but because of Jesus Christ. The word says we have life, and life more abundantly. So man don't have no excuse. No excuse, me say man don't have. No excuse. So man, woman, boy, girl, whoever is listening, if you are ready to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I confess my sins to you today. I turn away from my sins. Write my name, Lord, in the book of life. Accept me now as one of your own. As from today, I turn away from every sin. Wash me in your blood, Jesus. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, Lord. Save me, Master. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You have just said that prayer. The word says you are saved. You are free, and you are free indeed. Walk like somebody free, talk like somebody free. Don't watch no face, walk and chat like somebody free. Don't make nothing bone you again, don't make nobody bone you again. Walk and chat, because you're free. The word says, who the Son has set free, as he leads us, you know, is free indeed. Don't make nobody tell you, say, you know, see him. Sealed, sanctified by the blood of Jesus. What we need you to know is to search our Bible. A King James Version. I mean, the Bible says a King James. Did a Fisher or whatever else it is. I mean, the Bible says that. Just like when you go to school and then you book and you read book. Or you believe in that book. Well, you believe when you go to a doctor, say, doctor, I tell you right thing, or doctor, I give you right medicine, or even when you go to a witch man, or you know, say, man, get the right thing, or you believe, say, man, get the right thing. So in the same way, where you can have strong belief in those things, this is the manual of life. The Bible is the manual of life. And trust me, there's coming a time when you might not have a physical book no more. The Bible has got in you. So make sure you find yourself under a good leader, where can help you in a Bible study and teach you the genuine word of God and be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about talking in an unknown language. You know that? We're talking about no, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. You come and fill you up. We'll tell you all things. We'll teach you all things. So, bless the Lord. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, anything you're unsure about, then email the ministry at, listen to the email address now, revelation13:9@gmail.com. So it's Revelation 13:9@gmail.com. It's revelation13 13:9, that is the number 9, at gmail.com. The website is coming soon. Probably by the time you listen to this message, the website is up. Revelation 13:9.com.